I'm Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of Talking Sports Plus Preview Show. You know, it's just smiling, and we're just smiling. And that's what it's all about, because it is Wonderful Wednesday. Now, last week it was Winning Wednesday. Now it's Wonderful Wednesday. Hump Day, and I hope the day was awesome for each and every one of you. God bless y'all to see another Wednesday, which in some cases in the middle of the week, some people say. So it gives you an opportunity to get prepared for the weekend. And the weekend is always pleasant if you plan it right. So make sure you plan to do some things positive this weekend. And we're going to have an awesome time tonight talking about sports. Now, this show is to preview what's coming on at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I am the host of that show. And the co-host that joined me is Coach Lauren D. Smith. We have Coach Tony Touchdown Stallworth, Coach Tremaine King Edwards, Coach Cameron Gilmer, and last but not least, our radio personality, Darryl E. Train Elliott. We come together as a team and talk about the hottest sports topic. But our biggest focus is on the historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. That's our brand. We're so proud to have an opportunity to bring that before you. Now, the call-in number for the show at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time is 347-857-4192. Now, if you want to go to the web link, you can do it and go to the internet and check it out. That is www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. And we're so excited to be able to come. And we're on four different networks tonight. We're on Anchor Podcast, and we always come back and place that on Facebook. We place it on Instagram, Twitter. And that's a replay of the broadcast at 7 o'clock as well as 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. We're also being broadcast on Periscope, which is Twitter, and that's Lorenzo D. Smith 15, as well as Instagram, which is Coach Dr. Doctor Lorenzo D. Smith 15, and we're on Facebook. For those individuals that's on the other three networks, you actually, for Facebook, you can go to my handle, which is facebook.com/DrLDalberto Smith. And you can check me out on Facebook. And if you're not on either Facebook network, if you're on the other two or the other three in essence, we will get a chance to have an awesome time. Now, if you're on Facebook, if you got any comments, type in your comments. It's all good. We want to hear what you have to say about these hot topics we're going to be talking about tonight. Now, to tweet the show, you can go to Talking Sports Plus with the number one. You can also go to at Tremaine Edwards with the number 7, at Daryl Elliott, the number 1, Elliott Daryl, the number 1, or go to Coach with a K underscore L underscore Smith. And that's Coach Smith. That's her Twitter account as well. So tonight we want to focus on the football playoff menu. It's going on. It's on. It is on and popping now. It's time. They're getting to the third week and selecting those teams that's going to go to the college football playoffs. So you have an opportunity to check it out on Tuesday night, which was last night. They came out with the rankings, the top 25. The top 7 didn't change at all. And we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight. Did they get it right? What path do the University of Alabama have to get there? Can they do it with Mac Jones? We're going to talk about that as well. But we also take the opportunity to look at the historical black colleges and universities. And we spotlight things that happened in the SWAC, which is the Southwest Athletic Conference. We're going to recap week 12. We're going to look at the game that was played between Alabama A&M and Alcorn State. It was a high scoring game, and it was in that game. I'm telling you, it was close. Final score was 34-28. So they was coming close to possibly clinching or being able to say they could win that Eastern Division. So we applaud Alabama A&M for fighting back. Matter of fact, the running back Bentley, he had almost 276 yards rushing. So the young man did an outstanding job. You know, if you went to the classic, that's number one, and he's an outstanding young man. He's a senior, and he's playing spotlighted this week on our show as well. We want to talk about him a little bit. So what actually happened this past weekend in the SWAC, which is the Southwest Athletic Conference, at Alabama A&M, like I said, it was in a battle, but they fell short. So they give them their third loss, and they fall behind, in essence, at this time, Alabama State University and Alcorn. Alcorn and Jackson State. Alcorn stands at with only one loss. They're at 5-1, so they're ahead of the conference. They're 7-4 overall. So they lead leads the eastern side of the conference. Alabama State is 4-2 and 5-5. They actually went down and played Florida State University. And in the final score was 49-7. So they went down and got a check, came on back. Now they can get ready for the Thanksgiving Classic that comes up next Thursday on Thanksgiving. They'll be taking on Prairie View, who's sitting in third place in the Western Division of the conference, which is 3-3, 5-5 overall. Second place in the Western Division of the SWAC conference is Grambling, who is 4-2, 6-4 overall. And first place right now, because the big game is coming up on Saturday, next Saturday after Thanksgiving, which will be the Bayou Classic. You have Southern 5-1 and 7-4 overall going against Grambling, which will be a spectacle. It will be an awesome festivities of activities and all things. It's going to be a festive occasion. So check it out down in New Orleans, the Bayou Classic. Both of those teams, you got them coming out of Grambling as well as Southern. So it's going to be outstanding. And you have Alabama State and Prairie View taking it on for Thanksgiving Classic. Also, other teams that fall in place within the Western Division, I mentioned three of them. You got University of Arkansas Pine Bluff. We're going to talk about sharing their record, which is 2-4 and 5-5 overall. Texas Southern is 0-6 and 0-10 overall. As I mentioned in the Eastern division of the SWAC, you have Alcorn, which is 5-1, as I mentioned. You had Alabama State running second. Alabama A&M is 3-3. You have one more game. They play Mississippi Valley, and they play this weekend coming up in Huntsville. So you can check it out. Go ahead and check the Bulldogs out as they try to get on the positive side to be 4-3. And see themselves having a successful season because they end up being 7-5. You also have Jackson State, who's 3-3, but they're 4-7 overall. But they're at the point holding on to that point because they can be ahead of Alabama A&M because they beat Alabama A&M. Then you have Mississippi Valley State, who's 1-5. They have one more game, and they're 2-8 overall. So they'll either move up 2-5 or either 3-8 or 2-9 and 1-6. All right. As I said, last weekend was Alabama A&M, and Alcorn was the spotlight game of the weekend. And it was an awesome game. And we applaud both schools for going there fighting hard. We're going to talk about that. We have our representative from Northern Alabama as Coach Tremaine Edwards, and he'll share some thoughts about that game and what happened and just give us some input into it. The game was played in Lorman, Mississippi, in the MEAC, which is the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. We're going to share some time talking about their standings. Their standings, which is 10 teams that is ranked from 1 through 10. You have North Carolina A&T, 7-3 and 5-2 in the conference. South Carolina State is 5-2, 7-3 in the conference. And at this point, third, you have Bethune-Cookman, 6-4, 4-3. Now, let me take a step back. Now, the team that has the best record in the MEAC is Florida A&M University. However, they're ineligible to participate in postseason conference championship. They have the record of now at 9-1 and 7-0 overall. So they pretty much would win the conference through the regular season, but they can't go and defend that regular season championship because they're ineligible to play. Now, what's it boiled down? What it boiled down to? You have North Carolina A&T will be in essence trying to fight through with South Carolina State to see who's going to win that final number one slot in the MEAC to determine who's going to be the regular season champion. Also, the spotlight game this past weekend was Bethune-Cookman lost to North Carolina A&T, and that drops them out of an opportunity to win the MEAC championship. The SIAC, which is the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, you had Miles to beat Albany State in the championship game. So Miles is back-to-back SIAC champions, and it's exciting to know because they're in Birmingham, Alabama. They also, by winning the game, they received a opportunity to participate in the NCAA Division II football championship. They're going to travel to Lenore Ryan on Saturday. But we're going to say, like he always said, go Bears. Go Bears. Go make it do what it do in Division II. As well as you in the CIAA, which is the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, you have Bowie State beat Fayetteville State to win the 2019 CIAA football championship. Bowie State ended the season, the regular season, 11-0 and winning the championship. And this is their third consecutive NCAA Division II playoff berth. So we're going to applaud Bowie State for winning the CIAA. They'll actually be hosting the first round of the CIAA against Carson Newman, which is 8-2. So that's going to be an awesome game on Saturday. So we're in the playoffs. Like we said, this is mayhem. We're trying to see what's going on. We're going to talk about the CFP and see what's going on with that and see how that. But we're looking at these historical black colleges and university conferences and see how they're down to the nitty-gritty to the end. So this weekend, some of the teams will be playing in the both the MEAC and the SWAC to determine who's going to be considered the representative from divisions in the SWAC or represented totally in the MEAC. All right, we're also going to take time to discuss our coach's corner. We're going to look at Colin Kaepernick, where we had a big situation set up for a trial. The NFL set up a trial for him in Atlanta over at the Atlanta Falcons facility. However, he did not show up for it. Now, it was some disagreement, both sides not trusting each other. He was in Atlanta, so he decided not to, first of all, sign the waiver. And the waiver, basically, some people say is basically the waiver he signed in 2011 and 12. However, he said something was added to it. And after listening to the talking heads and the pundits, I heard them say some things that was, you know, that really wouldn't have been a problem if you were there to come to get a job. It's just my opinion. Now, you can draw your own conclusion. We knew it was not fair. Life is not fair. So if you think everything's going to be fair, it's not going to be. So if we're going to say, well, they didn't have to do him like that, they could not do. But he had lawyers who looked over that contract, chose not to say anything since Tuesday, but came there and had it already planned and go somewhere else. So the situation, the question will be, will he get an opportunity to get into back into the NFL? At this point, I don't believe so. I believe that was an opportunity blown. We can agree or disagree, but if you want to tell me about this is something we're always dealing with as African Americans, fine, I hear that. But also, I can tell you there have been some lot more tougher things that I can personally say went through that some of y'all didn't go through. So the thing about that's coming out from segregation to integration. And the thing about it, when you get an opportunity, you take an opportunity to do what you need to do. If you want to play football, go play. But we're going to address what Stephen A. Smith said in regards to said if no team ever called Colin Kaepernick again, you know, I don't blame him. That's what Stephen A. We're going to discuss that. Well, Steve, do you agree or disagree with Stephen A. what he said? A lot of people have been piling on him saying he was wrong and shouldn't say that. But see, I want us to take time to think about when we do things. When we take opportunity to make decisions, there are consequences. And if people don't agree with what you did, you can't get upset with them. And that's something we have to really work on and make sure as a culture that we don't get upset because he didn't agree with him not showing up and taking it 60 miles away. And if you know anything about Atlanta, Riverdale is 60 miles on 85 traveling toward Alabama. And it's hard enough to get around in Atlanta, but if you set up to be there at 3 o'clock and you want to change it to 4 and then ask people who come, there was 25 representatives that came there to travel. Got to say, a lot of them flew in. Now you got to find transportation to get to that and then catch your flight out because your flight might have been scheduled an hour after that time. It's just so much goes along with this. You can unpack it however you feel. It's fine. That's what we're going to talk about and we want you to be a part of. Did the CFP, which is College Football Playoff Committee, get this week ranking right? Is the top 7 in order? Some people that are ranked behind the top 7 and 8, 9, and 10, should it be higher? This is a discussion that's going on because I watched that game with Jalen Hurts with Oklahoma. And I saw the way he turned the ball over 3 times. But he came out the second half and played like that was a Heisman moment. And I believe he propelled himself in the conversation. A young man was running over people. And he's about 230 and they was trying to tell he was throwing. He was doing a lot of things to will that team to win. And they came back and won that game. So I applaud Jalen for coming and playing hard. He has such high character. He's a good young person that deserve every opportunity he can get to be successful. So I think Oklahoma should have been ranked a little higher, but the loss to Kansas State was an important loss. You know, that was a 3-touchdown. They was 3-touchdown favorite over Kansas State, but end up losing to Kansas State by a touchdown. So that hurts. Your schedule sometimes hurts you. And that's something we're going to talk about the University of Alabama, whether or not that schedule's hurting them and the loss of Tua. Tua was lost, as you know, you watched the game. He had a dislocated hip with some visual damage. And he had surgery successfully on Monday. He said, well, that was a successful recovery. And it'll take about 3 or 4 months before he's back up, being able to throw a ball. And some people said by him playing, we're taking money out of his pocket. But you know what? I truly, truly believe with all the injuries that Tua had for the last 2 years, whether it's from a finger to both ankles and now the hip, to a sense there's some things that are going on. Durability is always coming question. If you know about the NFL, they're going to poke you. They're going to check you. They're going to find out everything that's going on with you. And if you got a history of these kind of injuries, it can play where people will not give you the money. So it may work out better for him. No, he's not going to be a first rounder, but there's a good chance he could be a late first rounder for a team that often don't have top choices, draft choices, which could be like New England Patriots. And that way he won't end up with one of these teams that tanking for Tua, and now they can tank for Joe Burrows or tank for anybody else because it won't be for Tua. So it's going to be the change. He failed out on the draft board to 13. I watched this. So what effects will they have on the University of Alabama? Now they have Mac Jones filling in, looking at some of his stats, and I'll run off some of his stats so far for 2019. He had thrown for 560 yards. He has 4 interceptions, and his quarterback rating is 81.1. Now, all I can say is we can come up with all the thought about whether he's Tua, he's not Tua, but it's up to the coaches up there to adjust the game. When you got the weapons like they have, you can adjust the game. A good coach will. So we'll keep an eye on and see exactly what's going on and see how it turns out this weekend, which Western Carolina shouldn't be really no struggle for Alabama, but coming up in 2 weeks when Auburn, they go to the Plains, the friendly village on the plain, and play Auburn University. And Auburn have an awesome defense. Don't have much of an offense, but they have an awesome defense. So we're going to keep an eye on that and see how his performance will be. I mentioned already about Jalen Hurts and his performance against Baylor. He wheeled them back and they won the game. Did that improve his status? We're going to talk about for the Heisman. We're going to see, did that improve his status? Then we're going to take an opportunity to move to the high school storylines. As you know, they're getting ready for basketball. People already started ROB is roll out the basketball. And a lot of boys roll out the ball. They're out there rolling the ball and they're playing. And they're a game for middle school, high school. As a matter of fact, I attended a middle school game yesterday over to Bellingraph, between Bellingraph and Goodwin. And saw some young fellas that are playing on a higher level, as well as some young ladies playing. So I see that. Try to support them because this is what this is all about. And we're going to give more reports in regards to that. Matter of fact, one of the staff person, the team members, one of the coaches at the middle school, which is Goodwin Middle School, and that's Coach Lauren D. Smith. She's a assistant girls basketball coach over there. So they're 0-3, but they're working hard to get better. So she's going to step into the show and won't be, because she will be coaching a lot of time. They have to practice. They play on most cases Tuesday and Thursday. So Wednesday night may not be a good night because all three of the team is probably trying to practice because they have a 7th grade boys, 8th grade boys, and a 7th and 8th grade together girls. So we look forward to her joining us a little bit later in the season. But right now she's working on that. We'll applaud her. We just say congratulations. She have a job, working hard, doing what she loved to do. And that's why we're going to make sure our team member have the full support of us to make sure they do what they need to do. Also, in our focus on Alabama High School Athletic Association playoff, biggest upset and surprise, as I told you, we're going to get to Florida. They're still and they're at the point and decided their district and regional winners. Now they are moving to the point where they can get to the quarterfinals. And we're going to bring up those teams. We're going to talk about the 8 classes of team from Florida, the 6 classes of team from Georgia, the 5 classes of team from South Carolina, Tennessee. We're going to talk about how that playoff is going, but they're like a week and a half, 2 weeks behind Alabama. So Alabama's moving forward because in the class 6A, we're going to talk a little bit about it. They'll be playing their semifinal this weekend. And then they have a week off. All the other the class 7A will be playing their semifinals. These other 6 classes, 1-6, will be playing their quarterfinals. Then they'll have another game after that, which is a week off. The 7A is off, and then you'll see the championship that'll be held up at the University of Alabama because they rotate from the University of Alabama to Auburn whether the year they're not playing the Iron Board Classic location, they're going to be opted from there. But in the future, in 2020, and give you the word up, the heads up on that, they'll be moving it to Birmingham because there's supposed to be a complex being built up there, a stadium that's going to house UAB High School as well as Magic City Classic, and an opportunity for the Alabama High School Athletic Association to take the 7 classes of football up to Birmingham. So it's exciting times in sports. We look to have an awesome show tonight. We need you to join us. Our call-in number is 347-857-4192. You can go to the web link. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. Now, just to kind of follow up, because we're at the point to wrap this up right now so we can get ready for our show at 8 o'clock. Now, if you're looking for some excitement, some entertainment, I tell you to go check out Bren's Wing 2. Located at 3133 Bell Road, the best wings in town, and outstanding music. The DJ on Friday nights, Tuesday and Friday night, is Big Ox, and he'll be doing the ones and twos. So check him out at Bren's Wing. Have an awesome time. But I want to let you keep this in mind. Limited seats and limited parking. So you need to get there early. Starts at 7 o'clock. And from 7 o'clock until 12, you can have a ball. And I see on Facebook on the board, I see the owner, Andre Britson. He's joining us of Bren's Wing, and he's checking it out. And Andre, giving you that shout out, letting everybody know to check you out on Friday nights. And the address is 3133 Bale Road in Montgomery, Alabama. The best wings in town. And great establishment. Check it out. And that's from 7 to 12. And the DJ is Big Ox. And that's Mark Conhagen. And it's going to be an awesome time. I check it out a lot. And I enjoy that place. So you do the same on Friday night at Bren's Wing. Also, if you get an opportunity, if you need some Greek apparel, a Greek paraphernalia, you can go to the House of Greek, located at 2100 Mulberry Street. Is owned by Rita Green. She's the mother of Jamaica Green, who plays with the LA Clippers. She have all the Divine Nine apparel and paraphernalia there. Go check her out. That's 2100 Mulberry Street. Rita Green. Go by there. Pick up your some paraphernalia for your organization, your family members, whoever it is. She's looked to provide you with the products. And prices are excellent prices. Yes, it's competitive with other places, but it gives you an opportunity to go in and find you some paraphernalia for what you're liking here. Go check her out, the House of Greek, located on 2100 Mulberry Street, Montgomery, Alabama. So if you're here for the Turkey Day Classic and you next week on Thursday, which is Thanksgiving, you can go by, check her out. She's open from 8 to right at 6, and or sometimes she's go to 7 and 8, depending on who's making a request. And you can go by and check her out and give you some paro from there. It's been awesome tonight. I want to give a shout out to those people that's joining us on Facebook. But we want you to join us at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time for Talking Sports Plus Primetime Show. And we will. You can be a part of the show by calling in 347-857-4192. Let me dispel this myth you have. When you call in, you have to say something. I have 50 slots available. You call in, you can just listen. If that's the way you want to walk around, if you're at work and you got your earplugs in, and you can have it tuned in to Talking Sports Plus Prime Time. The web link, if you just want to go to the web link and listen to the show, is www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. Let me give a shout out to these individuals that join us. We're going to be running tight. I just see one of the co-hosts not feeling well. He's letting me know I'm out and I'm sick. So hopefully, you know, I might be doing this by myself tonight, but that's all right. I have several other co-hosts that's going to be with me. And most likely, I know our 8:30 high school resident expert will be here Normally, he hit us at about 8:30 with all the high schools. So we're going to make it move forward. We're going to talk. We're going to share some thoughts. You can call in, share your expertise as well. Now, if you call in to the call-in number and you want to say something, you got something you that's burning you that you want to share, what you can do is press 1 on your dial, and I will identify the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number and ask you to give it name and location. Then say, give us your comments, your question, or expertise. Give a shout out for those individuals that join us. That's Latasha Brown. Thank you, Latasha Brown. We also have Andre, as I mentioned, Brinson, Bren's Wing. Go check them out. Best wings in town. We have like Vanessa Taylor, Tanya B. Daniels, Anthony Big Ed. Rudolph, one of my former players from now on in McKenzie, played football and basketball for me. He's joining us out of Butler County. He's not living in Butler County now, but that's his home in McKenzie. And our last but not least, we have Shanice. I'm trying to see her. Ham Leonard. I can see Shanice Ham Leonard also joining. Thank each and every one of y'all. It's awesome to come before you. As I always tell you, you know, I appreciate you taking your time on wonderful Wednesday hump day to share your thoughts with us and be a part of. We take your prayers. Our world needs your prayers. Your community needs your prayers. Your family needs your, and just keep on praying, because if you keep praying and sending them up, God's going to start sending many blessings down to you. As we close out, my hashtag is keep on grinding. No matter what it is, we're going to keep on grinding. If you're running short in staff, we're going team members, we're going to keep on grinding, because we're going to make it do what it do. And also communicate for understanding. Be able to communicate where you are able to listen as well as share your point of view. Then come to some common ground. Agree to disagree, but come to some common ground. Communication is so important to all forms of relationships. And I want to get the last thing I always say before I close my show, but I want to let you know that on tomorrow, our show that we have on Thursday night, which is it's supposed to be every fourth Thursday, but we moved up because of Thanksgiving, the Minister's Shannon Show will be on, and they'll be talking about some relationship issues. The show is hosted by Minister Shannon Hendricks and co-hosted by Elder Kendall McKnight. You can check us out. Make sure you just check it out and see what's going on. That's 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. And they'll also be on Facebook as well. So we look to have an awesome night on tomorrow night as well as at 8 o'clock tonight. So you take time, get comfortable. If you're still at work, I said put your plugs in, check us out, and just give us a holler out every now and then. We do appreciate you. Let us know that you're checking us out, but I can see your names up on the board, and I'll make sure I give you that shout out. So when you see me, say, man, I checked your show out the other night. I said, thank you, because every time you listen, it adds to my listening audience. We're heard in 16 countries, so you're a part of something that's been heard in 16 countries, and we're so glad. The Smith Way production is expanding. We have one more new short that's going to be coming up that'll be on every first and third Thursday. And the show is entitled The Love. And we give the acronym the L, the O, the V, and the E Cafe. Check us out on every first and third Thursday at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It'll be on Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Anchor Podcast. So we look to have an awesome time coming up throughout as we move into 2020. We pray that you plan an awesome holiday. Be safe next week as well as you get to the Christmas holidays. Just remember, it's better to give than to receive. All right, as we close this out, I'll just share with you what I always do. You know, we try to work hard. I know on Facebook, they said, man, you didn't block me out. I haven't blocked you out completely. I want to say this as I close out. You know, we have a great time. We don't own the rights to this music. But I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome night, but check us out at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop.
the notorious just. Please us with your lyrical thesis. We just chillin', milk em, top billin', silkin', pure linen, vegan, little seeds, Malibu sea breeze, long peas, palm trees, cats named Pablo, and milked out Diablo, the williest. Bitches be the silliest. The more I smoke, the smaller the filly gets. Room 112, where the players dwell, and stash more cash than Bill Fidel. Inhale, make you feel good like Tony. Pick up in your little nice pony. Yeah. She don't know me, but she's setting up to blow me.
Yeah.
Try to style, slide off with a homie.
Yeah.
Escada, don gotta, player, stay splurging. Game so tight, they call it Persian.
Never want.